Today, what we are going to be covering is not necessarily the longest lasting route to confidence. That's what we're going to get to later in this week, the pieces of confidence that just are there underlying everything you do. Today, what we want to focus on is how to turn it on fast. Because the number one problem that people have is they go out to an event, maybe it's a party or a networking event, and for the first portion of it, sometimes for almost the first three quarters of the entire thing, they feel really uncomfortable in their own skin. They're not sure who to say hi to, they're not sure where to put their hands, they play on their phone for the majority of the time, and if they're lucky, it's in that last 10 minutes that they finally open up and start to feel comfortable, and then the event is over. And the moment where they could have met someone that they like potentially as a date or someone to help them in their career, that passed a long time ago. What we want to get to in this module is how to make those last 10 minutes of extreme confidence happen in the first 10 minutes. That is when you want to turn it on. And we're going to talk about how to maintain that later this week. But to start with, the fastest way, bar none, to access confidence in a second, in a minute, is through your body. And when I say your body, I mean specifically a variety of different things. I mean, one, obviously, how you move your body. Are you using large, expansive gestures, or do you find yourself sort of trapped in this little realm? I'm talking about how you use your voice. Do you talk like this and you have a little bit of a pinch thing going on here as you put your head down? Or do you open up, take a deeper breath, and speak more from your diaphragm as you allow yourself to take these deeper breaths that are more supported? It's about your eye contact. Are you the type of person who is standing there being all expansive but can't focus on one thing for a period of time? Or can you settle in? Can you talk to someone and can you connect via your eyes? When you can almost, this is the fake it till you make it part, I hate to say it, but we're gonna get to the deeper stuff. When you can fake it till you make it with your body, you will make it very quickly. This is why if you look at sports teams across the board, they have a pre-game and a pre-going into that arena warm-up. Football teams do that sort of jump around huddle. Basketball teams put their hands in. If you've ever seen a fighter, they often bang their chest. All of this stuff is not by mistake. It's because that is the fastest route to change your neurology and the way that you feel. And in terms of charisma, I saw this firsthand with a friend of mine back when I lived in Las Vegas. He was a friend of mine. He was from Chicago. He was actually a student of Charisma University, the first class we ever had, and a coaching client that became a friend. So he came out to Las Vegas one weekend, and he's from Chicago, and he felt like he was really getting comfortable in his space in Chicago. And then we went out in Las Vegas, and we went out to one of those big clubs. And it was obvious when we walked in that it was a bit uncomfortable for him. We walked up to a group of people, started talking, and I could see very clearly that though he was trying to participate, his body was in a stasis lock. His hands were very tight. He was just kind of standing there and nodding when I said, "Hey, this is my friend," and he went, and it couldn't seem to access his voice or his expansiveness. So what do you do when somebody's in that new, scary situation? They have the skills, but the confidence is not kicking in because something about the environment is freaking them out. Well, in this case, we were lucky because we were in Las Vegas and there are dance floors. And I knew that the body was the fastest way in, so I said, "Hey, come with me." Went to a crowded spot on the dance floor. I said, "Look around. Nobody's looking. Take 3-5 minutes and just dance by yourself." And at first, he was like, "Okay." And he did this kind of immersion. I said, "All right, do whatever you need to do." And he started getting a little bit crazier and he started waving and then he started spinning around. And of course, the more that he was able to open up and be expressive with his body, that immediately translated to as soon as we finished dancing, the next group that we spoke to, his voice was louder. He was more self-assured in conversation. And using this principle in all aspects of your life when there may not be a dance floor is going to be critical. We're going to talk about specifically how to do this, but let me just say it is so important for those of you who really identify and want to become more like the self-assured, high conviction type and the enthusiastic type. If you look at people like Will Smith and you notice what is it that's so charismatic about them, the way they use their face, the way they use the volume of their voice and their body is extremely expressive. And that is not just a side effect of their charisma, it's actually what is causing it. So how do you access this level of confidence when you're not on the dance floor in Las Vegas? Well, I'm gonna give you two types. This is the first, more extreme, hard-hitting, very, very impactful way to tap into confidence. And then we'll touch on the more practical, subtle way that you can do when you're in public. The first way comes straight from Tony Robbins, who I'm a big fan of. And this is one of his core principles. It is called the idea of an incantation. Now, this is something I admit that can feel quite strange to do. I live in an apartment building. Part of this involves getting loud. So if you are in your car, Fantastic. If you're alone in your home, fantastic. If you're at work, maybe on lunch break watching this video, not the right time for what we're about to do. So I invite you to instead come back to this video. I do think it's worth participating in because when you get a visceral sense of the changes that can occur, and I don't mean just watching it, when you actually feel it, it's going to propel you forward to use these principles in a way that just going, oh yeah, I saw that, I get it, will not do. And I'm telling you this from experience. So, the first bit of an incantation is to understand what makes it up. And there's three main parts. There's one, the way that you use your body. We all intuitively know what a confident stance feels like. And I'll tell you what, it's not this. When I throw that on my thumbnail, people understand this is a video about insecurity versus when I talk about confidence, it's expansive, it's open. You see the inner parts of my arms, my palm, my neck, my chest, my vulnerable spots start to open up. I speak supported from my diaphragm, right? This is the confidence, this is not. So we're gonna tap into our body, we're going to go into a confident pose. The second thing that we're going to do is we're gonna focus on a time where we really did feel extremely confident. And the principle behind this is that our brain has a hard time distinguishing between what we are actually seeing and vividly imagined memories or just imaginations, right? So you're gonna focus on something, maybe a time in your past, maybe someone that you look up to that is the embodiment of confidence. We're gonna focus intensely on that prior to doing it. And then the third piece is the language, and you'll see how we incorporate that. So this is how we're gonna do it. If you wanna participate with me, I'm going to be walking you through it. Now is the time to pause the video if you're at work. So here's how we go. We first focus on a time where we felt extremely confident, right? And so I'm going off the top of my head. I was thinking actually today of a speech that I gave recently because somebody just posted a video of it. And certainly after that speech, I had just done a fairly good job of the speech. People were coming up, giving me congratulations. That was a very, very confident moment in my life. So I step into that moment. I see what's around me. We're in this hotel lobby. I could see the people coming up and talk to me. I start to breathe like I was in that moment. You can take a deep breath as well. And you start to just see that going around you. And as you embody that, and as you start to imagine this, and you breathe into that image that you are seeing, and you feel everything that you felt, you pay attention to if any sort of phrase comes up in your mind. What describes this feeling? And for me, I would just say, like, this feels amazing. Right? I'm standing there in this particular situation. People are saying extremely kind things. They've been moved by the talk. Some of them were actually crying, which was incredible. So I sit there and I think this is absolutely amazing, right? And I embody this with my body and my words and my focus on this vision. So here's how I'll do it. I've not thought of this before. This is what you're getting live. So this is absolutely amazing. This is absolutely amazing. And you're gonna see me take it up and you wanna start it maybe where it was at a 5 and you scale it to a 10. So this is where it gets intense for your neighbors. I'm gonna laugh because I feel good. This is absolutely amazing. This is absolutely amazing, right? And you can keep doing it as much as you want, but to illustrate that point, and I can feel it, I start to feel tingling in my body. You see me smiling more. It feels good to imagine that moment and to embody it. And what is critical here is that we're not just imagining it. This isn't simple visualization, which we will touch on. This is embodiment, right? You gotta move your body, and if you can, make a move, whether it's banging your chest, you go, this is absolutely amazing. For me, it's just kind of arms open, taking it all in. This is an incantation. And I recommend doing it because even when I do it, I'm always shocked, quite frankly, by how quickly I feel differently. This is how you can pull yourself out of a slump in the morning before you're going somewhere, prior to an interview, prior to a date. You do this for 30 seconds to 2 minutes, and this will instantly tap you into a deeper state of confidence. So this is part one. This is for those extreme moments that you just want to put it into overdrive. I highly recommend right now experiencing this because once you've experienced it, you'll know, holy cow, I do want to do this before my date, my interview, whatever networking event that I have, a presentation that I might have to give early the next day for work. I want to wake up and do this. So do this now, and then I'm going to, in the next piece, just right now, talk about what you can do in situations where you maybe don't have the luxury of shouting.